KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 47. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Friday, March the 9th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHard Heating and Air Conditioning, and Central Oklahoma Home Health Care. Beautiful day today, looking for sunshine, high about 73. Dozens of firefighters work to douse a huge fire that threatened some Chickasha neighborhoods. The story part of today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
A huge grassland fire threatened a couple of Chickasha housing additions and a switch manufacturing company yesterday. About 60 firefighters from nearly a dozen departments called out to fight the flames. The fire got too close for comfort for some. There was no damage, however. Residents southwest of 29th and Grand evacuating their homes. About 150 employees of HSI Sensing reported to have left the building as the fire burned nearby. Residents in the Harbors and University Heights additions asked to voluntarily evacuate. The fire, about a quarter mile wide and 1.5 miles long at one point, Buddy Myers with the Grady County Fire Department estimates it burned about 160 acres. Myers said the fire started when a brush fire got out of control. One man taken to the hospital in the crash in Nenakaw last night. That accident happened about 6 o'clock, just south of the U.S. Highways 81 and 277 junction. Grady County Fire Department spokesman Buddy Myers was at that accident as well as the fire earlier. He said a car had pulled onto Highway 81 and was T-boned at the driver's side by a one-ton truck. The unidentified driver of the car was taken to the hospital with the undetermined injuries. That was the second accident near that intersection within about 12 hours. Two pickups collided nearly at that same location about 5:30 yesterday morning. And a school bus accident in Minco yesterday that everybody's okay. It happened as the bus was picking up kids going to school about 7:45 yesterday. That in the 600 block of Northwest 3rd. Minco Police Officer John Junkersfeld said the bus was southbound and about to stop and pick up additional students when a car ran up underneath the back of the bus. And Minco Superintendent Kevin Sims says the car caught fire. Junkersfeld said the bus driver quickly got all 16 students off the bus. All were checked out by Tuttle EMS. The kids ranged in age from about preschool up to high school. Junkersfeld has not yet released the name of the Minco woman who ran into the back of the bus. More cool news coming right up.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHard Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHard Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHard, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
A Chickasha police officer injured in a shootout last fall to be recognized by the Oklahoma City Thunder and one of their corporate partners. Sergeant Matthew Schoolfield will be awarded a Safety Partner Award with Enabled Midstream and will also be recognized at an upcoming basketball game with the Thunder. Schoolfield suffered a serious arm injury after being shot while serving a search warrant last September. Now next Thursday, Enabled Midstream officials and Oklahoma City Thunder Girls and Rumble the Bison will be at the Chickasha Police Department awarding Schoolfield and also presenting a donation to the police department. And Assistant Chickasha Police Chief Gigi Music also said Schoolfield will be honored during the Oklahoma City Thunder game with the Miami Heat on Friday, March the 23rd. Southern Plains Medical Center announcing a new partnership with the Oklahoma Spine Hospital. Len Lacefield is the chief executive officer for Southern Plains.
Regardless of a market, people suffer from back, neck, and leg pain, and oftentimes it moves into a neuro issue. So We've got four actually extremely strong pain physicians now in our clinic. So we can triage that type of care and make sure our patients get great care.
Lacefield points to research that indicates 8 out of every 10 Americans will experience back pain at some point in their lives. Dr. Bridger Cox, who is a board-certified neurosurgeon with the Spine Hospital, will lead the team at Southern Plains. Two more people have died from the flu in Oklahoma in the past week, and there were 86 total new flu cases over the last 7 days. The state health department reporting total number of deaths from the flu now at 228, and the total number of flu cases more than 4,300 now since last September. Grady County flu cases now at 71, Stevens County at 67, Garvin County at 37, McLean County 59, Comanche County reports 125, and Caddo County still with the lowest number of flu cases since last September at 23. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down to $60.12 a barrel yesterday. London-based Brent crude dips to $63.61. Natural gas down to $2.75 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,320, silver $16.50. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine today, high about 73. Right now we'll call it fair and 47 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line at 222-2233. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports next.
Home health care is more than making sure your parents are taking their meds and doing what the doctor ordered. It's also about helping them be more independent and letting them stay in their own home instead of a long-term care facility. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care is now serving the Grady and Caddo County area. It's locally owned and operated by Rhonda Wallace, who has provided home health services to the area for more than 15 years. The company is certified by the state of Oklahoma, and all home health aides are certified and undergo a background check. An aide can stay anywhere from 4 to 24 hours to help with meal preparation and planning, light housekeeping, help them run errands and go to the store, and even help with recreation and exercise. They're a private pay company and can accept Veterans Administration benefits and workers' comp insurance. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, Suite 411 in the Petroleum Building in downtown Chickasha. Call 405-448-5100. 405-448-5100. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare. Their priority is you.
In sports, the Chickasha Fighting Chicks baseball team suffered a 15-2 defeat at the hands of Norman last night at Elliott Field. The Fighting Chicks to host Newcastle at Elliott Field at 5 o'clock this afternoon, and they'll host McGinnis at 1 o'clock tomorrow. CHS soccer team's in action tonight. They travel to Noble for games. Lady Chicks at 5:30, Fighting Chicks at 7:30. High school state basketball tournaments yesterday for 4A girls. Elgin moves into the semifinals with a 52-45 win over Anadarko yesterday. Elgin now will play Fort Gibson at Southern Nazarene tonight at 6:30 for the right to play for the gold ball tomorrow. Fort Gibson defeated Tuttle 56-31 yesterday. A matchup of top 25 teams in NAIA baseball in Chickasha this weekend as number 10-ranked USAO hosts number 18-ranked Texas Wesleyan. The Drovers have won a team record 15 straight games. A doubleheader at Bill Smith Ballpark today starting at 4 o'clock, a single game tomorrow at noon. And the top-ranked NAIA softball team in the country to be in Chickasha tomorrow, number 1-ranked Oklahoma City University to face number 25-ranked and unbeaten USAO in a doubleheader that'll start at noon. The Oklahoma State Cowboys hope their late-season surge is enough to get them an invitation into the NCAA basketball tournament. The Cowboys losing to Kansas in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament yesterday, 82-68. Kansas moves on to the semifinals to face Kansas State tonight. The other semifinal this evening, Texas Tech versus West Virginia. The Oklahoma City Thunder get a much-needed win last night, beating Phoenix 115-87. Russell Westbrook, 27 points. Paul George, 21. Steven Adams with a double-double. The Thunder back in action at the Peak tomorrow night, hosting San Antonio. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust.